Yankees hosting the Rays as the Yanks look to keep their division title hopes afloat. Their elimination number is 2. Yanks trailing 1-0 bottom one until Brett Gardner leads things off.
Well, one pitch. Here's a swing and a drive to right field, and with one swing of the bat, Brett Gardner has tied this game at 1.
Now here's Aaron Judge. He hits a high fly ball to right field, and this one will get out of here. Number 51 for Aaron Judge. And just like that, it's 2-1. 2 runs in, the Rays down by a run. And they have their hottest hitter up there right now, Wilson Ramos.
Here's a swing and a drive to center by Ramos. To the wall! It is gone!
And the Rays come to life here in the fifth inning.
Sonny Gray is out. Jonathan Holder is in.
It'll be nice if you can get a little distance between yourself and the Yankees here. There's a swing and a drive to the gap in left center. Get it. It's going to bounce off of the wall. It'll score a couple. Borges slides in the third with a 2-run triple.
And Plouffe hits one deep to left. That one's going to get out of here. Plouffe with a big pinch hit home run here for the Rays. And now it's 9-5.
After falling behind 4-1 on Thursday, the Rays exploded for a 7-run fifth inning, either way to a 9-6 win in the Bronx, reducing the Yankees' elimination number from AL East contention to just 1. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
That was a pretty impressive offensive inning by our part, pieced together a bunch of hits. I think we batted around, so a lot of people played a huge role in that. The bullpen came in once we got the lead and did a really nice job. I thought as far as Jake went, you know, probably not as sharp as his first 2 innings of work. Pitch count got up a little bit. Was happy to see that he had a clean inning in his third. Fully aware that, you know, starting pitcher, he's had a lot of time off without in-between starts. It's probably not an ideal scenario, but I still am really, really proud and impressed the way Jake went about his business this year for us for being a young pitcher.
The Yankees were up 4-1. It seemed like Sonny Gray had settled in, but what changed for the Rays in the fifth inning?
I thought we started, you know, we did a good job of laying off some tough pitches below the zone. I mean, Sonny Gray's so tough. He's got so much late action on balls that look like they're at the bottom of the zone strikes, and they dive out, and sometimes they even get to the dirt. But the at-bats were really good. We got big hits from a lot of people. I mean, impressed with, you know, Poilo's hit, Hetch, Pete Borges. The bottom of our order played a big part of us winning a ball game tonight.
To see some of your younger players come up in key situations, what did you like from them?
Just the experience more than anything. I mean, they're gaining experience. We talked about yesterday and even before the game, you know, we got to find a way to win here. For us to win and be the team we want, we got to win ball games here. In the division, the Yankees are always going to be a pretty good club. And tonight we had, you know, I think what you said, a bunch of young players impacting that.
Did Chiwe get his first W tonight?
Yeah, excited for Chiwe. Came in, you know, he doesn't say too much, but I was excited to hear that he got the W. I mean, what was that, one of those that they pick who it goes to? So good for him. You know, it's kind of been in between, you know, few and far, his outings and stuff. So he came in, threw strikes. I know he gave up the homer, but attacked the zone. That's the one thing he's done pretty good in his limited amount of work is throwing the ball over the plate.
Do you think he's a reliever or a starter?
He's a reliever right now, so I'll go with that.
And then Ramos, he's progressively gotten better offensively. I mean, that's kind of was to be expected, I guess, really coming in after what he went through.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it's pretty remarkable in short time what he's done, the production that he's put up, hitting the ball to the ballpark. You know, there's a lot to be excited about with him at the plate going into next year, a healthy offseason, a healthy spring training, and know how he can kind of fit in the middle of our lineup. And a right-handed bat that, you know, at times or through the bulk of the year, we've missed that big right-handed bat to complement some of our lefties when we're facing left-handed starters.
Even though that ball cleared the wall fairly well, but what are you thinking when you see Ellsbury kind of make an effort climbing the wall, you know, after Hicks robbed him the other night?
I wasn't thinking too much about it. I knew Wilson made sure that he wasn't going to hit a close one, make sure it got out.
And overall heading into next year, I mean, you've got to like the catching situation. I mean, Sucre's had a nice effort as well.
The combination of our catchers have really done a nice job offensively. I'm really confident that Wilson is going to continue to improve defensively as he knows the pitchers and continues to learn our pitchers. It's not easy. We talk about it in spring training. We talk about it in the first part of the season. I mean, he missed a half a season, and he's tried a crash course learning these pitchers. He's going to be that much better for it next season.
You bring up defensively, too. What about the play early in the game to get Frazier out at second?
Great play. You know, just to eliminate damage right there. And at that point, I think it was Jake that was still on the mound for Ian. And, you know, it wasn't going easily for him. Anytime you can make a play, especially from that catcher position, to pick the pitcher up, it seems to have a pretty settling, calming effect.
The Rays conclude the regular season this weekend in St. Pete as they host the Orioles for a weekend series.